You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Before we get to our Mother's Day wishes, it is time for our Pest of the Week, brought to you by Corky's Pest Control. I'm gonna jump out of baseball or basketball into the world of the NHL. Story we had earlier this week, you remember Tom Wilson of the Washington Capitals was in the headlines after getting in a couple of fights with the New York Rangers. Yep. And a couple of their forwards hit one of them in the back of the head on the ice. The other one of their stars, Panarin, he pulled him to the ground, ended up injuring him, putting him out for the rest of the regular season at least. And he ended up getting fined, but only $5,000, which technically is the maximum allowable under the CBA. The Rangers weren't too happy about it. James Dolan, who of course owns the team as well as the New York Knicks.
I did not know that.
He does own the Rangers as well. He was the one behind a statement directed at the NHL Player Safety Department, calling it a horrifying act of violence and saying it was dereliction of duty for them to not suspend Tom Wilson, and calling the head of the department unfit to continue in his current role.
Wow.
As Senior Vice President of Player Safety. Gary Bettman, the commissioner of the NFL, brought the hammer down on the New York Rangers. They got fined a record $250,000 for that email, whereas the original guy ended up slap on the wrist with a $5,000 fine. Tom Wilson's probably laughing all the... $5,000 and
nothing.
You know what? He gets to be enforcer and nothing really happens to him, and the Rangers are the one who suffer really all the consequences from this incident. But I guess we'll make Tom Wilson the Pest of the Week, brought to you by Corky's Pest Control, providing same-day service when you call before noon for whatever pest is bugging you. Call 1-800-901-1102. Corky's, let's check traffic, and then happy Mother's Day to our moms next on Bennett Woods. Sour Bennett Woods brought to you by Albertsons and Vons. You can count on Vons and Albertsons for the best in fresh produce. Enjoy savings on nature's perfect anytime snacks. Sweet, juicy strawberries. Right now, 1-pound packages are buy one, get one free. Price valid through May 11th with Club Card where applicable. We were just discussing, we've been together 3.5 years or so. And we were asking, has any of our mother ever appeared on our show before? I know mine, I don't think, ever has. Although she's popped into the Corona Cave once when she, but I don't think she was on the air.
I feel like
she
maybe just, once, but maybe once. I could be wrong.
Yeah, and then you were talking, your mom, Paul's mom left a voicemail once, I think, that we played, but never really had him on. Now, you know, your dad, once in a while, Woods. Calls
in the mornings, damn near a co-host at this point.
Quite often. You don't hear from my dad. He's kind of the strong, silent type behind
the scenes. Very strong, very silent.
But very supportive of the show and us.
He's the best.
So we thought, what a better time to introduce all of our mothers at the same time than the Friday before Mother's Day and just say how much we appreciate them all. So,
and interview them and grill them.
Well, yeah, and get a little more information. So first up on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, I bet she's never been on a Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, is Woodsy's mom, Marcia. Marcia, Mrs. Woods, it is great to have you on Bennett Woods. Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you for having me.
How you doing, Mama?
Woodsy?
I'm doing great. I am driving to Hot Springs as we speak.
Yeah, my mom is very involved in family. She's got family up in Arkansas, so she's heading up there.
Sounds like a vacation spot, like Hot Springs.
It's nice.
We're gonna.
It's nice.
Oh,
you know,
it's
spa
great.
Day
and it's
Hot
my
Springs.
Aunt's eighth. Yes.
It's my.
Well,
it's,
no, it's my aunt's 80th birthday today.
Yeah, my mom is very, very family always first in my house.
Family is first.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Ben, do you have any questions for my beloved mother?
I kind of do. I mean, you raised
Hi,
Marcia. You've raised a great son. Obviously, I love working with
Thank
him, but.
You.
I've heard so many stories from him that it wasn't always, it doesn't sound like it was always a dream in trying to get Woodsy to the point where he has arrived at. Now, kind of when did you kind of see that he was going to start being more of a troublemaker, as it were, was growing up?
You know what? I would say he was pretty perfect until he got his driver's license.
Yeah, 16.
And that was I did not like that period in my life.
I had a rough stretch of about 20 years that were really hard on my mom and my dad.
Yes.
And I feel like the last, 10 have been much more peaceful.
When Stephen would, break the rules of
or
the actual laws of our land. I mean, in that time, of course, you get thrown in jail. But what was like a punishment? Did you ground him? Did you take away car privileges?
Take away the car? Yes, all of the above. But sometimes that does not work with every child, and I think you just have to tailor the punishment to the individual child.
Yep. Yeah, I was not one for. I wasn't really one
Stephen
for rules.
Did you
like
make him talk about basketball?
Rules.
Because that's the only punishment that seems to work around here at this point. It's like, what's he been bad? We're going to make you talk about the NBA.
That's very true.
Oh, gosh. Stephen was not a rule follower, and that was a little hard. But you know what? He's turned out to be great. I couldn't be prouder of him. And I love his family and his life in California. So it was all worth it, whatever we had to endure those few years. So
my mom, born in San Diego, California.
I sure was.
Not a lot of people know that. Life could have been way different. You never know. But Mom,
it could have been real different.
My mom is the greatest mom. She is the greatest mother-in-law. She's the greatest grandmother. My mom and when I would have a really hard time in college, man, there were so many times I wanted to just quit, just walk away and. Who knows what I would be doing right now without my mom to literally at 4 o'clock in the morning after, a bottle of Jack Daniels on the phone crying to my mom about a breakup or something. And my mom being there for me every single time without fail, convincing me to ride it out, stick it out. Obviously I wouldn't be here without you, Mom. So I love you very much.
Thank you, honey. I love you very much. And I wish all the mothers a very, very happy Mother's Day.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Love you. Be safe on the road.
As Tim McGraw saying, Woodsy may be a real bad boy, but baby, he's a real good man.
That's right, Benny. Thank you.
Love
you, Mom.
They did something right in the Woods household growing up. And I know it wasn't easy because obviously you said before you didn't have a dad for most of your first years growing up until Marcia met Gary. And then you had that as a father figure. And you've talked about how important he was in your life and how he took you in and treated you. As if you were his own.
Day one.
From day one, which
day
is
one.
Just so amazing to have a couple of parents like that.
It
it's
is.
Really,
very,
really awesome.
Very lucky and blessed.
All right, Paulie, would you like to introduce our next mom?
Yeah, we're going up to Squim, Washington.
Ooh, Squim.
Squim.
That sounds made up.
They have a lot of...
That sounds made up.
There's a lot of places in Washington that start with the letter S and have weird words.
Do you think
words.
You could spell Squim, Washington?
S-Q.
Wrong.
Wrong.
S-K-W-I-M.
Wrong.
Oh.
All right, give it to me.
S-E-Q-U-I-M, I think, right, Mom?
Squim.
I'm a squimmer. That's right.
A squimmer.
I'm a squimmer.
Is it the backstroke? Is it breaststroke?
The squimmer. Don't talk about Paul's mother's breasts on our Mother's Day tribute, Ben.
Oh, my goodness.
So sorry.
Hi, Mom. How you doing?
Hi, honey. I'm fine.
Happy Mother's
Good
Day.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, you guys.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank you. Yeah.
How's everything going up there in Squim?
Things are going great. It's actually gross. It's rainy and windy
Weird.
Today.
Whoa. So,
incredible.
You just call that Friday then, right? Based on where you live.
That's pretty... No, actually, Squim is the banana belt. It should be, actually. We get the less amount of rain in Washington State than most places. So we're in the... but still, we get the rain sometimes. So today is going to be a cooking day, I've decided.
Oh,
I'm going to just...
Fun.
Do they grow bananas in the banana belt?
No,
because Woods
man.
Has an idea of what you can do with the peels.
That's not what that means.
No,
yes.
That's not. Well, we have Paul. And your mother's first name is?
Julie.
Julie. So, Julie, in regards to your son, Paul, he is one of the most kind, sweet, people ever, and he is such a hard worker for our show. Couldn't do what we do without Paulie. You've raised a really, really great kid, very driven,
Aww.
Motivated, And just deals with me and Ben, mostly me, every day. And he's just, he's become a family to all of us. And I don't know, does your mom know what you guys are doing next weekend?
No, I haven't told her yet.
Okay, so we are going, so my wife Hannah and I taking our first vacation in over a year. And Paul and Megan are going to go do parental fantasy camp at my house. They're going to be watching my two kids, ages 3 and 6 months.
That's good practice.
That's what I said.
That's good practice.
That's what I said.
Yes.
So I said, Paulie, I said, you're going to leave one of two ways. You're going to drive away thanking God that it's over, or you're going to be in tears that you miss them because, well, and I know he's going to do a good job. My 3-year-old just adores him.
I mean, how are you nervous about this, Julie? How much do you want to be a grandma at this point?
Very much. Yeah. Very, very much.
Yeah. No pressure, Paulie.
The pressure's on. The pressure's been on for about 8 years.
No pressure.
But if you wanted to give her a real Mother's Day gift, we know what she wants now.
Oh,
exactly. So, Paulie, growing up, good kid, bad kid? I mean, he's my...
He was very stubborn. He knew what he wanted. You know, he's really very, very stubborn, strong-willed child.
I like that. Even as a toddler?
Toddler. Oh, yeah.
Toddlers are the worst.
That same way. Just
they're the worst.
Really, one of my memories is when his first day of school, you know, going to kindergarten, he was 6 years old, and he was like... you know, I wanted to hold his hand and pack his pack. We lived about 3 blocks away from school. And he wanted nothing to do with holding my hand. He just took right off. He took right off. He said, "You stay behind me, Mom. I got this. I got this. I'll never forget it.
I love it.
I'll never forget it." Yeah.
I love it.
A proud moment for sure, though.
No doubt.
No doubt.
Things have changed now because I'm married to a woman who wants nothing to do with me, like being around her physically. Like, I want to hold her hand. I want to cuddle. And she's like, "Get away from me."
Well, it all comes back. It all comes back.
Full circle.
It comes full circle.
Full circle.
Well, you are, you've raised such a great son. And we love him
such
very much.
Such a pleasure to talk to you this morning.
Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you so much, and to your beautiful mothers as well.
Thank you.
You guys, you're great.
Mom. Have a good one.
You know, love you.
Megan and I will give you a call on Sunday.
Okay. Thank you, honey. I love you guys.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
It's funny, Woods, because I would not describe Paul now as being stubborn at all.
No.
I mean, he's very cooperative whenever we need him to go a little extra mile. He's always
100%.
He never refuses. He's always just pitching in and doing things behind the scenes to help the show be successful. I haven't seen an ounce of stubbornness from Paulie Rindel.
No, I haven't either, man. I haven't either. But again, I like what she said. He knew what he wanted. That's Paulie to a T. So
that's
Paulie,
true.
Paulie's driven. He knows what he wants. I love that, man. What a sweet lady. All right, here we go.
All right, we're getting our final Mother's Day guest on the line. And we go.
It's going straight to voicemail.
Oh no!
She was ready for us.
All right, she's
try one more time. Try one more time. I know she's ready for us.
Herself?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've got the real number, the right number. Okay. Boy. You know, Mom, you could always just call in 833-288-0973 if for some reason the phone's not working the other way.
Into an automated voicemail system.
All right. So she's probably listening. I don't know why it's going straight to voicemail.
I'll text
her. You can try the home line. I can give you that number off the air.
Do it on the air. Don't be afraid.
Hang on. Here, she's calling in. Here we go. All right. Let's.
There we go.
Perfect. Good job. Hang on. There we go. All right. Let's go up to Rancho Santa Fe, California, right now, where we are joined by Kim Higgins. Hi, Mom. How are you?
Hi, Ben.
Good morning.
You know what I want to say about my mother first?
Sure.
Not one day in my life has she ever looked old enough to be my mother.
No.
Not the day I was born, not today.
No, you're never, not
no
wrong.
One ever believes it when we're together.
Our moms could be sisters,
too. Oh, that's
too.
A good Mother's Day present. Yeah.
Not one day.
They absolutely could be sisters. Kim Higgins, one of the kindest, sweetest people I've met, and I've met all your children, too, and they're all just wonderful. And, you know, I think that's a testament to you and Steve. But I also, I'm going to give you credit, obviously. But Ben was like the easiest kid ever. So how much credit, Kim, do you really deserve when you have a child like Ben Higgins? Is it the chicken or the egg? Which came first?
I know. He arrived exactly as you see him. We used to say he was an old man in a little boy's suit. So
literally
easy.
A suit sometimes that I, you know, walk around wearing.
Kim, when did he start drinking coffee? Six?
Well, he was my first. I thought that's how children were. Just
right.
Good, easy. I mean, he's never been grounded. He's never been punished. He is the best.
What's the worst thing Ben's ever done?
What's the worst thing he ever did?
I really don't know. I mean, you say you've never seen him mad.
Just this morning. That's it.
Right. If the only time Ben really will get furious is if something appears grossly unfair to him. That will set him off. Other than that, he is just so even keel. Steve and I used to say water off a duck's back when he was little. Like, just really easy. So, yeah,
I did once, I think when I was 16, I backed my car into her best friend's Mercedes, which was not good, but that was kind of bad. But.
Yeah, and knowing Ben, he probably went in the backyard, dug a hole, and sat in it for a week to punish himself.
I did feel quite bad about it.
Yeah, I bet.
He didn't need any extra punishment.
Anyone that knows Ben, they've been listening to and watching Ben for the last 20 years in this town. Kim knows what a good person he is and what good parents you guys have been. So we wanted to wish you a happy Mother's Day as well, because you guys are obviously should really write a manual about how to raise great kids, because I know that Hannah and I would buy it in a heartbeat. So we love you very much. You've always been so supportive and giving for us. Couldn't have done our show without you guys. You know, giving us the
camera. I came on down to the Corona Cave to receive the call.
I love it
to be in simpatico with you guys.
I love it.
Yeah, thank you. It's so fun.
Thank you, Mom, so much. Happy Mother's Day. I love you.
And happy Mother's Day
to all you. All right.
She's the absolute best mom.
She's awesome.
I mean, she doesn't ever expect anything. It's always, a card. That's just amazing. She just wants to say hi sometimes and just is always there for me. If I ever need anything,
no doubt.
Support, just 100%.
Doubt about it.
Just the absolute best.
And we're all very lucky, man.
I'm glad that we were able to do that.
I am too. That was fun.
Have all of our moms on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Don't back your Chevrolet into your mom's best friend's Mercedes.
If
you do get one, though, that
do
would just
not do that.
Give that recommendation going forward. All right, that was quick first half.
That was, man.
On a Friday, considering
home.
We didn't have a Padres game last night to talk about. That flew by.
Well, we've got a treat coming up for you now.
I'm looking forward to this. Not just take on Woods, if you want to play 833-288-0973, but Woodsy and Paul, you were planning something without me this morning.
Special.
What's it called?
It is called There I Ruined It.
There I Ruined It. I can't wait. It's coming up next with Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.